Lecture topic, definition of barakah.
Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلما جاءها نودي أن بورك من في النار ومن حولها وسبحان الله رب العالمين وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم البيعان بالخيار ما لم يتفرقا فإن صدقا وبينا بورك لهما في بيعهما وإن كذبا وكتما محقت بركة بيعهما أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable scholars, respected brothers and elders, none can deny nor doubt that the 21st century is an era and a period of progress and technological advancement. Every year there will be a new car that is launched, there will be a new upgraded phone that will hit the market, which will make communication that much easier. If you're a frequent flyer, you will realize the standards in aviation, the comforts in aviation is only at an increase. On my last trip, I had the good privilege, if you may call it courtesy of one kind travel agent, upgraded me to business class. As you see the adverts, never has it been so comfortable in the air like it is with these airlines. And then I was just browsing through a brochure, make a call from 35,000 feet above sea level. Don't ask the price, obviously. Comforts is just continuing and continuing. I was listening to one person speaking about New Year resolution. So he says, my resolution is to catch up with technology. My resolution is, he says, it's ridiculous to see a 16-year-old child teaching me how to use a phone. What I'm saying is we are living in an era of absolute advancement and technological growth. And across the board, we all benefit from this. We all benefit. You visit a country where there is an economical crisis and you don't have network and you don't have all the facilities that you have in a first world country, immediately you realize that your dependence on technology. But coupled with this technology and coupled with this advancement, we have to confess to a reality that there is something we're still lacking in our life terribly. There is something that we are lacking. We bought the car we wanted to, but unfortunately we didn't get the comfort we assumed. We went for the vacation we planned for, but did not enjoy the privileges we thought we'll get out of that vacation. Someone said it very beautifully, that today we have bigger houses but smaller families. More compromises but less time. Higher income, but less morals. And more bigger houses, but more broken homes. So that is the sad part of our technology, and that is the sad part of our advancement. In a nutshell, in one word, if I may sum up the crisis of our progress and the tragedy of our era, which I would, in my own terminology, refer to the modern day poverty. The modern day poverty is that we lack one thing, be it in our health, be it in our wealth, be it in our time, and it is that what we refer to in Quran and Hadith as barakat. We lack it totally. Commonly translated as blessings, but I'm not fully convinced that the word blessings justifies and adequately conveys the true meaning of barakat. We are totally devoid of it. A brother in America told me a nice thing. We see today there's no time. He said we were flying and the pilot managed to cover up some time depending on the tailwind. So we arrived 1 hour prior to our scheduled arrival. By the time the plane got to the bay, parking bay, and the seatbelt signs were off, everybody just started running. So he says, I asked my friend, but aren't we early? We are 1 hour early. What's the rush? Supposedly, if you have an appointment, you have a commitment, you are 1 hour prior to time. You are 1 hour. Still, to every man is in a rush. That is the condition of life. There is no barakat in anything whatsoever. Now the hadith that I have quoted before you, let me first give you a brief description what is barakat. The scholars write, المنافع الكثيرة بالأسباب القليلة. Maximum benefit with minimum provisions is barakat. Maximum benefit with minimum provisions. Now, unfortunately, we are facing a reverse situation where we have maximum provisions and we have minimum benefits. That is the poverty of the 21st century. And it brings me to another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, "Man radiya min Allahi bil yaseer min ar-rizqi, radiya Allahu minhu bil qaleel min al-amal." That person who will be pleased with minimum sustenance from Allah, Allah says, "I will also be pleased with minimum actions from you." Obviously, above that which is mandatory and obligatory. And we look at the Sahaba. You know, that did not feature in an overwhelming way in their supplications. Allah, increase my wealth, increase that. Minimum they took. They asked for minimum. They lived with minimum. Yet they produce maximum actions. On the reverse is you and I. Maximize everything. Maximize your talent. But not in the right ways. In earning wealth. And when it comes to actions, I know my condition, you know your condition. So the definition of barakah in a simple, condensed, comprehensive way is, with minimum provisions, Allah gives you maximum benefits. The hadith that I quoted before you, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-bay'ani bil-khiyari ma lam yatafarraqa." Famous hadith of Bukhari, that the buyer and seller are at liberty to cancel the transaction as long as they have not separated from the gathering. فَإِن صَدَقَا وَبَيَّنَا بُورِكَ لَهُمَا فِي بَيْعِهِمَا. If they will be honest and the seller will identify and disclose the faults of the item concerned, بُورِكَ لَهُمَا فِي بَيْعِهِمَا, this deal will prosper with divine blessings. Those are the words of Nabi alayhi salam. Now obviously the marketing world will give you other strategies. They'll tell you must employ a sales lady to start off with. That is how you boost your sales. You'll get a better order. If you have a seductive young girl, well, you'll see what order you'll come home with. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if you'll be honest and transparent, then barakat. So barakat perhaps will not mean you'll come home with more. You might come home with little, but that little will be channeled fruitfully, constructively. It won't go in like we see what is happening with wealth today. وَإِن كَذَبَا وَكَتَمَا. And hypothetically reverse the situation. If they choose to lie, to distort, to fabricate, to, you know, manipulate, which unfortunately has become the order of the day, مُحِقَتْ بَرْكَةُ بَيْعِهِمَا, then divinely this deal will be deprived of all blessings. It might materially materialize in front of you. The deal is on, the money has exchanged hands, the documents have been signed. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that divine blessings will now no longer be part of this transaction. Now, let's look when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for barakat, what it did and how it enhanced and enriched the life. And let's look at our lives where we lack this barakat. We lack it and see what is the consequences. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu anhu, the riwayat comes in Bukhari Sharif, Babu man zara qawman walam yuftir indahum, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes to visit Anas radiyallahu anhu. And as he comes to the house of Anas, Anas's mother Umm Sulaym radiyallahu anha comes forward. And as a mark of respect and hospitality, فَأَتَتْهُ بِتَمْرٍ وَسَمْنٍ, she presents some beautiful dates and she presents some form of delicacy which was made out of butter according to that time. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam very politely declined and he said, أَعِيدُوا سَمْنَكُمْ فِي سِقَائِهِ وَتَمْرَكُمْ فِي وِعَائِهِ فَإِنِّي صَائِمٌ. Listen, no offense, I would have loved to eat. I'm afraid I am fasting. You want to put that away and perhaps you can have it at that later time. So they said, O Nabi of Allah, we respect your fasting. Our apologies, we were not aware that you were fasting. ثُمَّ قَامَ إِلَىٰ نَاحِيَةٍ مِّنَ الْبَيْتِ. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood up and he went to the side of the house. فَصَلَّى غَيْرَ الْمَكْتُوبَ. He performed two rakat salah. فَدَعَى لِأُمَّ سُلَيْمٍ وَأَهْلِ بَيْتِهَا. He then engaged himself in dua for the people of this house. For Umm Sulaym and the people of the house, he made a lot of dua for blessings, for barakat, for prosperity. So Umm Sulaym then came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and said, O Nabi of Allah, you've made a lot of dua, but I need a special request from you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa said, go for it, what's it? So she said, O Nabi of Allah, you know my son Anas, that's my life. And I have made him your servant, O Nabi of Allah. Can you perhaps channel some of that exclusive divine blessings in the favor of the son of mine? Nabi alayhi salam said, call Anas and come. Now, these are the du'as that the Nabi of Allah has made. I swear by Allah, this world is not desperate for more money, and you're not desperate for a better car. You're desperate to become deserving of these du'as. What were these du'as? At times he said, Allah bless. At times he said, Rahim Allahum Ra'an. Allah, you shower your choicest blessings on that businessman who's gentle in his dealings. At times he said, Nadhar Allahum Ra'an. Allah, you brighten the future of that man. These were the various du'as by virtue of which he invoked his mercy. You know, just to digress for a second, for you to understand, the disbelievers in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had understood the vast implications and the great benefits of this du'a. The riwayat of Tirmizi, كَانَ الْيَهُودِ يَتَعَاتَصُونَ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. The Yahud used to come and sneeze deliberately before Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hoping that he will respond by saying, يَرْحَمُكُمُ اللَّهُ, may Allah have mercy on you. So they used to make it a point, if they had a sneeze, they said, get close to Muhammad and sneeze there. So then he'll say, Allah have mercy, when he said it for you, what do you lack? That is, the Yahud understood this, but obviously the Nabi of Allah did not give them that dua. He said, Yahdikumullah, priority for you is may Allah guide you. May Allah guide you. What I'm saying is, they understood what this dua was. So then Nabi alayhi salam called Anas. Anas came here. Now with reference to Bukhari, Muslim and Fathul Bari, which is the commentary of Bukhari, Anas radiallahu anhu said, Nabi alayhi salam told me to sit down, I sat down. One riwayat of Bukhari, Nabi Anas radiallahu anhu said, فَمَا تَرَكَ خَيْرَ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا آخِرَ إِلَّا دَعَى لِي بِهِ. I heard his dua and I cherished his dua and I discreetly said, Ameen. I swear by Allah who is in control of the heavens and the earth, there isn't any good that any person could enjoy in this world or the akhirah, but that he made the dua in my favor. Another riwayat, دَعَى لِي بِثَلَاثِ الدَّعْوَاتِ. He made three duas in my favor. قَدْ رَأَيْتُ بِنْهَا إِثْنَتَيْنْ. Two I seen vividly materializing in this world. وَأَنَا أَرْجُ الْآخِرَةِ. And I passionately anticipate the third in Akhirah. It was asked to Anas, you want to disclose what were the three du'as he made, the two you seen in this world and the third you anticipate. He said, he made this du'a for me. اللَّهُمَّ أَكْثِرْ مَا لَهُ وَوَلَدَهُ وَبَارِكْ لَهُ فِي مَا أَعْطَيْتَهُ. Allah, whatever you give Anas, bless it Allah. Allah, whatever you give Anas, give divine blessings. Increase his wealth, increase his offspring. And one riwayat, وَغْفِرْ ذَنْبَهُ, pardon his sins. And overall, Allah, bless his life. Let there be divine blessings. Anas then goes on to say the riwayat of Bukhari, وَإِنِّي لَمِنْ أَكْثَرِ الْأَنْصَارِ مَالَا. I seen vividly the benefits of the blessings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I say this with absolute humility. Anas radiallahu anhu says, from amongst the Ansar, Allah made me the wealthiest. That's not all. وَإِنَّ أَرْضِي لَتُثْمِرُ فِي السَّنَةِ مَرَّتَيْنِ. I was the only person in Medina whose farm and whose trees would give dual produce in 1 year. Every other farmer would only harvest 1 year. But from that day till the day I died, my trees would bear fruit twice and I would harvest my crops twice. This was an exclusive privilege that was given to me. وَمَا فِي الْبَلَدِ شَيْءٌ يُثْمِرُ مَرَّتَيْنِ غَيْرَهَا. And besides my farm and my orchard and my trees, there was nothing like double produce. This was exclusive that Allah gave to me on the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then he made dua that Allah bless my children. Anas radiallahu anhu said, I seen with my own eyes, my children and my grandchildren went way over the 100 mark. They went way over the 100 mark. And according to the lifespan, there's difference of opinion, but scholars are unanimous that it was 90 and above. That was how Allah had given him divine barakah. Allah had given him divine barakah. When you look at the aspect of business, every man is passionate to increase and to multiply and to, you know, broaden his horizon and increase his opportunities. I give you two hadith. One hadith in Bukhari, a sahabi by the name of Urwa al-Bariqi radiallahu anhu. He came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet gave him a dinar and told him, go buy me a sheep and come. He went with the dinar, he bought 2 sheep and came. Then he sold 1 sheep and got the dinar back and he returned to the Prophet ﷺ. So he gave him the dinar also, he gave him the sheep. Nabi ﷺ became very impressed. He said, Barakallahu lak. I just have one word for you. May Allah bless your dealings. That sahabi then said, فَكَانَ لَوِشْتَرَى تُرَابًا لَرَبِحَ فِي. Wallah, after he invoked blessings in my transactions, I could pick up sand and make money out of it. I could pick up sand. I swear by Allah, the businessman of today is lacking that barakat. And our marriages are lacking that barakat. When we start the marriage, we say, Barakallahu laka wa baraka alaykuma wa jama'a baynakuma bi khair. May Allah bless your barakat. May Allah bless this union. But we must understand, undoubtedly, you know, then we have some pious people to give it a bit of a spiritual flavor. So in the hall, we have some scholars, their little kiraat. Maulana, you want to say few words, please, man. Give it a bit of a nice blended spiritual flavor. And undoubtedly, the pious do give off barakat. The pious give off barakat. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi has written, لو أن وليا من أولياء الله سبحانه وتعالى مر ببلد لنال تلك البلد. If a friend of Allah has to pass through a locality, then by the mere passing of that pious friend, there is a hope that perhaps Allah will forgive the dwellers of that locality. Mulla Ali Qari has written. But scholars also write that while the presence of pious attract barakat, if it is done in the midst of Allah's disobedience, then let all the pious of the world, the living and the dead, converge and congregate. I'm afraid their presence will not able to undo that wrath of Allah that descends because of sin. So you might deceive yourself to have barakat for that union, but you got intermingling, you got music blasting, namaz has been neglected, and every other crime, their presence won't able to undo or override the wrath that comes down. Another riwayat, one sahabi comes to Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. Nabi alayhi salam made dua in his favor and said, Barakallahu fi safqati yameenik. May Allah bless your deals, your transactions, your monetary engagements. May Allah bless it. May Allah bless it. Like I mentioned to you, once a person invited me in America, he bought a massive plant. And he said, Sheikh, you want to come make dua for barakat? So Allah put it in my mind, and there onwards I have now applied this precaution wherever I go. I said, before I make dua for barakah, are you involved in interest? He said, yeah. I said, what dua of barakah can I make here? 1 cent of interest will ruin every cent that you own. What dua of barakah can I make? What a deception, what a camouflage. You are involved in interest, there's explicit emphatic mention of the consequences, and I must come ask Allah to make this thing prosper? Nabi alayhi salam said, may Allah bless your dealings. He made dua for the sahabi. That sahabi says, at times I would leave my house with nothing. فَمَا أَرْجِعُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِي حَتَّى أَرْبَحَ أَرْبَعِينَ أَلْفًا. And by the evening, I will walk home with clean 40,000 dirhams. And you must know, that time there's no receiver of revenue, there's no tax, net 40,000. 40,000 to pocket. How many people I know who own money, but they cannot buy? Why? It's not reflected. It's oblong. So now imagine your own money, but you cannot enjoy that wealth. Then where is barakat? What joy are you getting out of that money? He said, I would leave the house with nothing and I would come home with clean 40,000 daily. This was after the Prophet ﷺ made this dua. Abu Uqail says, my grandfather Abdullah bin Hisham, he used to come get up in the morning, complete all his salah, then he used to go to the marketplace. I was a little child. As soon as we get to the market, then the sahaba used to come running to my grandfather. And they used to say, Ya Abdullah, ashrikna fi bay'i. Abdullah, we have a request. Whatever you're going to touch your hands on, join us. Can you include us in this? We want to be partners with you, whatever your transaction is. فَإِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ دَعَى لَكَ بِالْبَرَكَةِ. Because I remember distinctly Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah bless the transactions of Abdullah. So make us partner to whatever. We'll settle on less, but we want that barakat. We want that blessings. Wallah, we are desperate for that barakah. We have everything else but that barakah. You take, for example, today the condition of our, you know, the food that we eat. We might be eating good food. I mean, I was listening to a radio program now. 2/3 of Britain, they say, are obese. The world is now again into obesity. The whole world, 2/3 are in obese. These statistics are just disturbing. And, you know, they are, you know, just get you more nervous. Should I, shouldn't I, what should I do, etc. We know the condition when we come home and how quickly the shopping list or whatever you purchase and come, how quickly it's done. It's a common thing. My brother Ismail, Allah reward him, you know, he always says that our women folk think that when they give you a shopping list and you go to the shop, it's like, you know, that man is waiting for you. Come, your wife sent you, ne? Come, I've got everything for you ready. That's how our women folk think that you know, shopping is. There are queues, there are aisles, prices. There's traffic. It's not as simple as that, you know, come here, I got everything, your wife, yeah, everything is ready. Life is not so easy. Sahaba came and complained. Wahshi ibn Harb radiyallahu anhu said, O Nabi of Allah, inna na'kul wala nashba. We eating, but we don't seem to get full. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, la'allakum taftariqoon. I can say without asking you, you eating individually. You are eating individually. Come, I give you a plane and you will be saturated before the food is completed. Sahaba said, tell us. Nabi alayhi salam said, فَجْتَمِعُوا عَلَىٰ تَعَامِكُمْ وَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. Eat together, take Allah's name, يُبَارَكْ لَكُمْ فِيهِ. Divine blessings will come in that meal. Now, is that an option in a nikah or a walima? You know, the food mustn't run short. There is a fear. But is this the option to get rid of that fear? Never. Why? It's against the custom of society. It's against the norms of society. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Anas radiallahu anhu said, Nabi alayhi salam would insist to us that we must clean the platter. We must clean the platter. And he would say, إِنَّكُمْ لَا تَدْرُونَ فِي أَيِّ تَعَامِكُمُ الْبَرَكَةِ. Perhaps the food you ate didn't have the barakah, so the real goodness is not with that, but it be in the particles that's left on the plate. And you need that more than what you ate, the barakah you need. So clean that plate, because that is what will enrich your life. And he said, listen, that barakah means so much. For Allah's sake, don't even wash your hands. Don't even wash your hands till you don't lick it. Perhaps the particles of barakah be on your fingertips. فَإِنَّهُ لَا The riwayat of Muslim Sharif. And what did he say? الْبَرْكَةُ تَنْزِلُ وَسْطَ الطَّعَامِ فَكُلُوا مِنْ حَافَتَيْهِ وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا مِنْ وَسْطِهِ. On a general note, in a general principle, barakah descends on the center of the food. So eat from the surrounding area and not from the center, because that is where barakah comes. And then Allah will transmit it to your food. Sahaba ikram complained. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent them, the riwayat comes in Bukhari Sharif, the riwayat comes in Muslim Sharif. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent them in a direction, in a coastal direction. And he made Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah the Amir of the Jama'ah. And there were 300 in number. And they took the whatever humble provisions they had, they took and they went. فَزَوَّدْنَا جَرَابًا مِّنْ فَلَمَّا كُنَّا بِبَعْضِ الطَّرِيقِ فَنِيَزَّادْ. They hardly had crossed half the journey and the provisions were exhausted. So Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah, who was the Amir, now he needed to put a strategy in place. We haven't yet reached our destination. We're going out in the path of Allah in a particular campaign, and our provisions are exhausted. Now look at how did he engage the situation? I mean, our mind operates commercially, and we think this year, this, whatever it is. Look at barakat. So Abu Ubaidah said, listen, whoever has any food, put it together. That is the way we're going to maximize what we have, put it together. So everybody brought their little humble things and they came and put it. Jabir radiallahu anhu said, I had a packet of dates, I came and I dropped off my dates. And then he said, فَكَانَ يُعْطِينَا تَمَرَةً تَمَرَةً. You know what was our daily provision? Abu Ubaidah would give us one date a day. We would drink water, فَتَكْفِينَا يَوْمَنَا إِلَى اللَّيْلِ. And that would be considered sufficient for the entire day. From morning to night, we would eat one date and drink little water. So one Sahabi asked Jabir, how did you people survive on a date? He said, وَجَدْنَا فَقْدَهَا حِينَ فَقَدَتْ. We only realized and treasured and cherished that date when even the dates were exhausted. That's the time we realized what the one date was. Thereafter, such hunger came our way. كُنَّا نَضْرِبُ بِعِصِيِّنَ الْخَبَتْ ثُمَّ نَبُلُّهُ بِالْمَا. We would strike the trees, the leaves would fall. We would then soak it in water and we would eat. And we continued in this way. As we were walking on the coast, فَأَلْقَى الْبَحْرُ لَنَا دَابَّةً تُدْعَى الْعَنْبَرُ. Patiently we are walking, and as we get to the coast, Allah causes a massive fish to come out of the water. Such a massive fish, never mind eating, we never seen such a fish. Now, I'm not a passionate fisherman, but I've been few times, you know, when you go for lectures, people take you out little. I'm made to believe the buzz is in the kick, in the fight. The real pleasure that fishermen get is in the fight. And that's the thrill they get as they pull in. That's the feeling, and that's the gut feeling or whatever they enjoy. He says, this was such a massive fish. We never ever seen such a fish in my life. The fish came out. Allah Ta'ala threw it to the shore. We ate from it over half a month while we were 300 in number. Hatta thabat ajasamuna. He says, we actually picked up weight. وَلَقَدْ أَقْعَدَ أَبَا عُبَيْدَ ثَلَاثَةَ عَشْرَ رَجُلًا فِي وَقْبِ عَيْنِهِ. The riwayat of Bukhari Sharif, Abu Ubaidah made 13 of us sit in the eye socket of this fish. Now you want barakat, my brother? You run into Pick and Pay every day. I'm running to spa every day. This is our life. Before the money comes, it is finished. It is exhausted. We didn't do anything. We didn't sit there for hours to catch one fish. Allah gave it to us. We came to Medina, we narrated it. Nabi Sassan said, Huwa rizqun akhrajahu Allahu lakum. What can I say? You in his part, he makes divine arrangements. If you have some, give me, I'll also eat. In kana ma'akum shay'un fa'at'imuna. This is the barakat that Allah will give. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, ثلاث مصيبات أصبت في الإسلام. I suffered a lot in my life, but there are three things that leave a permanent memory, that leave an indelible memory. Number one, the painful death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, what I went through, nobody can understand. Number two, the painful assassination of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. والويل للركب الذين سعوا إلى عثمان فاجتمعوا على العصيان. ويل لمن قتل الحسين فإنه قد باء من مولاه بالخسران. لسنا نكفر مسلما بكبيرة والله ذو عفو وذو غفران. As the poet condenses it in his couplets, woe be to the group who advanced towards Uthman with nasty motives. He said that was a painful memory, and one was Mizwad. So Sahaba said, what's Mizwad, Abu Huraira? We understood the first two pains, we can't identify with the third. He said, Mizwad refers to a packet of dates. So they said, elaborate, what do you mean? He says, Kunna fi ba'di tariq. We were in journey with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Ya Abu Huraira, ama'aka shay, do you have anything, Abu Huraira? I said, I have some dates. He said, bring it forward. I took it out, he gently rubbed his hand, then he invoked Allah's blessings on that dates. And he said, Abu Huraira, don't look at it and eat. Don't look at it and eat. That is the strategy, Nabi alayhi salam. I put it in my pocket. فَأَكَلْتُ مِنْهُ حَيَاتَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. From that day till the day the Prophet passed away, I ate from it and I fed. وَأَكَلْتُ مِنْهُ حَيَاتَ أَبِي بَكْرٍ. And I ate from it the entire reign of Abu Bakr till he passed away. وَأَكَلْتُ مِنْهُ حَيَاتَ عُمَر. And I ate from it the entire reign of Umar radiallahu anhu. And then Umar passed away. وَأَكَلْتُ مِنْهُ حَيَاتَ عُثْمَان. And I ate from it the entire reign of Uthman. Estimated, safe estimation is in excess of 27 years I ate from one packet. Then he says, in the anarchy and the lawlessness that gripped the ummah in the assassination of Uthman, many valuable things were also lost, and one of the things that were lost was my packet. My packet of dates went that day because of the anarchy and the chaos, and we actually see barakat being snatched away. Nabi alayhi salam said, إِذَا عَظَّمَتْ أُمَّتِي الدُّنْيَا نُزِعَتْ مِنْهَا هَيْبَةُ الْإِسْلَامِ. When my ummah will honor this world, the awe and respect of Islam will leave their hearts. وَإِذَا تَرَكَتِ الْأَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهْيَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. When they'll forsake inviting towards good and abandon forbidding from evil, حُرِمَتْ بَرْكَةُ الْوَحْيِ. They will read the Quran cover to cover, but they'll be denied the blessings of revelation. So they'll read Quran, but they'll be denied blessings. وَإِذَا تَصَابَتْ أُمَّتِي سَقَتَتْ مِنْ عَيْنِ اللَّهِ. And when they'll mutually abuse one another, they'll collapse in the esteem of Allah. They'll collapse in the esteem of Allah. Let me leave you with a hadith, brothers. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam held the hand of Anas radiallahu anhu. And he said, Anas, do five things and you'll see barakat. Number one, Anas, make wudu properly. Allah will give you barakat in your life. The riwayat of Ibn Kathir. Anas, make wudu correctly. Those of us that are performing salah, let us improve the quality of our wudu. Those that are not performing salah, let us seize the opportunity and say, inshallah, we commence with our wudu and salah. Anas, say ameen, brothers. Anas, make wudu correctly and properly. Allah will bless your life. Anas, whenever you meet any of my followers, greet them. Allah will increase your good. وَإِذَا دَخَلْتَ بَيْتِكَ فَسَلِّمْ. When you enter your house, then greet the dwellers of your house. It will bring divine blessings in your house. It will bring divine blessings in your house. Oh Anas, don't ever omit the forenoon prayer. That is the late morning or the early noon, the Salatul Dhuha. Salatul Dhuha, which we refer to as charged Salah. Salatul Dhuha. This has remained the practice of all the pious that preceded you. Anas, love the juniors, respect the seniors, and you'll be my companion in Jannah. We make dua to the Almighty Allah that He bless us in everything that He has given us. We have to do away with the things that are taking Allah's blessings away. And we have to attract the blessings of Allah Ta'ala by those actions. Wasting, it takes away the blessing of Allah. Every cent of interest, like I mentioned, every cent. Brothers, there are how many people? It is inconceivable. Allah's Qasam, they are in interest. They are living purely and totally for the stage. Just to give off an image of wealth and affluence, living for the stage. And they'll tell you, Mawlana, I'm living for the stage. That's how life is. I don't believe life can operate without interest. Well then, you must understand your life cannot function without barakat also. So you'll earn more, but you'll never be happy. Allah favor us with divine barakah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
Syntex CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.